brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're now into hour number two, wide open telephones. I'm going to get more into all the mainstream media reporting. Oh, martial law might be coming to keep you safe from the economic collapse. Aren't we glad the bankers set up this police state a decade plus ago ahead of them thieving us? That's all coming up with the latest economic news, a bunch of police state news. Also, with the superconducting super collider in Switzerland, CERN scientists eye parallel universe breakthrough. That's in Reuters. And they say, yeah, it could create some type of super hydrogen explosion or worse, but we're doing these tests, and that's just the way it is. But everybody's got to be scared of Americans owning guns. That's dangerous. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. About 6 weeks ago on your show, you spontaneously prayed a prayer of repentance. Do you remember that?
Yes, I said we need to pray to God to, for all of us have been corrupt and decadent and mindless, and we need to get ourselves right with God because, folks, this is just the beginning, everything you're seeing.
You, in particular, at that time, prayed a prayer for the abominable sin of abortion, repenting against that, basically. And I just wanted you to know, Alex, that your sincere and heartfelt prayer of repentance inspired me to begin a movement of the true Church of God to publicly and sincerely repent unto our God for the sins of America, that is, the sins of commission and the sins of omission. This is what Almighty God expects and requires of His true Church in America, and until His true Church truly repents for the multitude of abominable sins of the evildoers and its own sins of omission and not standing up, combating, and resisting the flood of evil which has come into our country, God's mighty hand of protection and guidance will not come back.
Well, I mean, even if you don't, and I agree with you, but even if you don't believe in God, if you rationalize killing 50+ million babies and saying they're not human, well, then of course Bill Gates is going to come out and say kill old people. I mean, of course they're going to have Newsweek saying the case for killing Granny. Abortion comes from the modern eugenics movement. They admit it. And now Scientific American says more abortions, more, kill more babies. It's for the earth. This is their religion of anti-human. Okay, they come to kill, steal, and destroy, and we all need to repent for not doing more to stop this evil. But of course, you know, more evil is going to come if we lie to ourselves. By the way, women, it doubles your chance of cervical and uterine and ovarian cancer. Just search that term; you'll get mainstream scientific reports. You have one abortion, it doubles your chances of cancer. And it affects breast as well because it manipulates the hormones, but not it doesn't quite double it. It's around you pull up the statistics, but it's around a 20% increase. Each abortion you get is a death sentence for yourself. Now, they don't tell you that. See, if the baby needs to be to die, your body knows that and turns the lights out. It's a sad thing, but your body knows what to do 99% of the time. Okay, but when you go in there and have them destroy a new life in you and cut that whole process off, the body basically hits a self-destruct button, and the countdown to your early death has begun. And I'm sorry for women to have to tell you this, but all the numbers show you might as well drink Jack Daniels every day and smoke two packs of Marlboro Reds, because it's a lot better for you to do that than to kill babies. I mean, your body says, well, this doesn't make sense, and it fries all your hormonal connections, you know, the endocrine channels, everything. But we're going to break, but give us 30 seconds more, Mark.
Yes, Alex, I'm calling for a day of national public repentance all across this country on December 11th of this year, a little less than 2 months from now. And I'd like to give out the website so people, my name and phone number is on the website, and you can call me to come on as a small-time guest to basically go over this day.
Okay, give us the website, Mark.
For all of us. It's AmericanDayOfRepentance.net. That's AmericanDayOfRepentance.net. Please get involved, folks.
Yeah, we need to repent. I mean, all of us, about not being serious-minded, not facing down evil when we see it. I mean, folks, don't deny it. We're one wicked, degenerate country on average. And look where we're headed. We're headed to Hades.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship.
If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids?
Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 20th day of October on this live Wednesday edition. We're going 4 hours today. Expert on the mortgage fraud and how to counter it will be in studio with us. Coming up in T-minus 52 minutes from now. We're taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Matt in Florida, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? It's an honor to speak with you. To comment on what you said right before the last break about the country headed to Hades, you're absolutely right, and we deserve everything we're getting for the decadence we've put on ourselves. But luckily for us, we have a forgiving God who will, if we repent to Him, He'll take us back into His arms and hopefully bless us.
You know, Matt, we don't screen calls unless I have a special guest on and it's on a certain topic, or once a month I'll say only military callers or only doctors if it's on a specific issue or only veterans who are exposed to DU. But we didn't screen your calls. We just asked where you were calling from, and notice the last three callers are bringing up repentance. And I find that interesting, don't you?
We're staring at that as almost the last hope that we have. But I did have a point I wanted to bring up to you. I don't know if you're aware, here in Florida, we have a media cover-up and actual manipulation of the elections going on here. In the U.S. Senate race, you would think we only have three people running for senator. There's actually nine, with one of them being a libertarian candidate that has been excluded from every debate, and we've even protested at the locations where they were holding them.
Well, if people want reform, that's one of the big ones, is to demand that all the major candidates you know, be allowed in the debates, and that people need to stop voting for who they think the winner is. Well, the lesser of two evils. I'll vote for, no, vote for who stands on principle.
And you know, we in the, their explanation for him not being incorporated in the debates is that he's not polling above 10%. But when you look at the polls, they only list the three main candidates, the independent, Democrat, and Republican, and then give a fourth choice as other. He's not even included on the poll to then look at the poll and then say, okay, you can participate in the debate. Most of the real polls have been showing him at about 15%. And you can see where we've protested and been met by armed police officers and security guards at the locations. At SNIT, as in Tom, KER2010.com, you can find the video of how we've protested every debate. They've not let us in. They've actually held us, you know, from even getting near the property. And I just wanted to bring that to people in Florida's attention and to your attention that the media is manipulating the elections. They're not letting, you know, true citizens that are trying to run and change things. You know, and because he's a third party libertarian, you know, he's not allowed to participate in the debates and everything.
Listen,
and,
I appreciate your call. Very interesting points, Matt. I'm going to go to Joel Austin. I'm going to go to Candace. I'm going to go to Roger and others that are holding. But I wanted to do a quick note because I was up late last night and I was going through my email and I was going through, you know, comments and things, scanning for news tips. And I don't normally respond to stuff like this because every time you respond, people say, oh, I just want you to respond. And then you respond 100 times, and then people just want attention, and they want you to respond. But this guy sounded a little bit more, you know, friendly and reasonable. I only watched part of it because I was so busy and had to move on. And a lot of times I don't respond to this type of stuff because it's so ridiculous. I know I'm good. I know I'm real. Look at the fruits of what this radio show has done. You will know them by their works. And it doesn't matter even if I was a bad guy. The issues we're covering are real. What are you going to do about hyperinflation that the Fed's announcing they're going to do? What are you going to do about the fact that they're openly announcing putting troops on the streets to control the American people? They told you it was for Al-Qaeda. What are we going to do about them pushing the deadly H1N1 flu shot combined with the seasonal flu again? You know, I stay on issue. I stay on topic. But this is an example of things being hidden in plain view and folks not being able to understand what it is. So I want to put the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com website up on PrisonPlanet.tv. This guy, who I've even interviewed before, he's an author, put a video out asking me to respond to what this is at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Well, what this is a 30-second conversation with Phil, our graphics guy. We've got two graphics people. And he said about 2 months ago, what type of money bomb website? And I said, I want an American flag background with an American flag motif with a radio tower on it. And so he went to ClipArt on Google, you know, free public images. And he said, what radio towers do you like? And I said, I like that old 40s design. And I said, as the money comes in, instead of having a thermometer like we had last time, it'll be a radio tower. And that's what he made. Now put it back on screen. Okay? And I saw this video with like 5,000 views going, it's the proof he's Illuminati, saying that's a pyramid. That is not a pyramid. That is a radio tower. Then they say, what are the lightning bolts? That's the radio tower symbols, a tower with waves coming out of it. I'm a radio host. Come on. That's not a pyramid. Then they say, what's the star? It's the Lone Star of Texas. Now, I didn't design that part. I said a Stars and Stripes motif. You got blue, you got red, white, and blue is the colors. You got, you know, straight up stars on the blue, and you got a star in the middle. Okay? Now, that's what that is. That's what that is. That is not a pyramid. That is not Illuminati. That is not New World Order. Give me a stinking break. And, oh, here's another question I get about this, and I'm going back to your calls. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and just go to the top. I asked Janae, our great graphics lady. She lives out in California. Go over to the side, actually. I don't know where that logo is. Somewhere. Oh, there it is. There it is on the right-hand corner. See the blue PrisonPlanet.tv banner? I get emails all the time saying that's a swastika or that's an occult symbol. That's PP, Prison Planet, PP, PP, okay? That's what that is. I mean, people don't know what a radio tower is. They don't know what two P's are. And another thing, the globalists create similar symbols because they're archetypal symbols that communicate with us at our deepest levels. Obviously, a pinwheel or a flower or a sun symbol is powerful and evocative. Those are our symbols. The globalists just use archetypal symbols to control people. So I say, give me logos. They send me 10, 15 different ideas, and I literally spend 10 seconds and go, I like that one. Or I say, give me an American flag background and a radio tower, because, you know, Phil's like, do you want to have a thermometer like last year with the money bomb? And I said, no, everybody uses a thermometer. Let's have a radio tower. And, you know, as the donations go up, it'll show that we're going to be able to transmit out. Then the money stopped at $400,000. I saw comments on there. I was reading these, marveling at it. Put it back up. Thank you. On Friday, the money stopped at $400,000, $100,000 short. And so then they said, look, it made a capstone on the pyramid. I mean, it just, there's no end to this. That's a radio tower. And no one got that it was a radio tower. It's a radio tower from clip art. It's the American flag. Look at the stripes. I guess you could argue it's occultic. I guess everything is. In fact, Phil, I wasn't going to cover this because I thought about it last night. I just remembered it while the caller was talking. I remember you showing me different towers and asking which one I wanted. Oh, that's the other thing. They think those are upside-down crosses in there and pentagrams. So will you go search the original clip art you got that from, and even we'll put it on screen and show people when you find it. You drew that tower. Okay, well, I saw similar ones. Oh, so you are the agent. You are in here. Phil is so evil. Ah, there you go, an infiltrator. I'm joking, Phil. I remember him showing me different towers. I'm like, I like this one. I like that one. But the point is, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Pure, absolute proof of our evil. No, it's not a pyramid. It's a radio tower. And the symbol is it's broadcasting across the world. Now, show some more of these devil towers. Look, yeah, click on that black one over there on the right-hand corner. It's a good one. Oh, look, it has Nazi symbols. Everyone has Nazi symbols on their towers. No, the symbol of electricity coming out of a tower has always been the symbol for electricity. It's always been the symbol for broadcasting. Click on that one. That's somebody else's. I guess that's what you're saying you designed it off of. It just wasn't big enough. So Phil took that. It wasn't a big enough image, so he remade it. And, oh, my gosh, you could say there's crosses on it. And an all-seeing eye at the top. And look, Nazi lightning bolts. It's the it's the symbol of a radio tower. How could anyone look at this? And here's the other issue. I've now responded to it, which I don't care. I don't mind. More fake controversy actually just sends us more listeners. That's God's little secret. All the false attacks, all the misunderstandings, all the COINTELPRO, all the jealousy. I'm not saying this guy's like that. Listen, we're completely out of everybody else's league. We're in the same league in overall reaching numbers of people as Glenn Beck, okay? But we are truly alternative media, and people know that. So there is just outrageous, just complete jealousy. I was also reading the comments last night while I was watching the video or listening to it, and they were saying, why hasn't he responded? Why hasn't he responded yet? You're lucky I even happened to see it. There are probably 1,000 YouTube videos a day conservatively about Alex Jones separate from what we do, literally. If you go search YouTube for how many Alex Jones movies, it's something like 55 million. I mean, I forget the number last time I searched it, searches that come up for it. I mean, you think, but luckily I happen to see this, and it's like, why hasn't he responded? Oh, my God, he's Illuminati. Yeah, that's why I exposed Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. But let's just say I was Illuminati, okay? Let's just say I was. That's a distraction from what are you going to do about this? You know, I tell you, you have power. I tell you, you can affect change. I tell you, don't abort your babies, how great babies are. I tell you, don't drink poison water. Do you? No. I'll tell you who's Illuminati or fellow travelers or useful idiots of them. It's all the people whose websites and radio shows spend all day critiquing everybody else who's at the grassroots instead of dealing with the New World Order. Instead of reaching new people, it becomes like a junior high free-for-all with everyone arguing and gossiping about, you know, the captain of the football team, Alex Jones, and how bad he is and how he cheated on Becky, or how Alex, the captain of the football team, got seen, you know, drinking a beer. You know, I mean, it's insane. Folks, this tyranny's real. We've got to unify against the globalists and the real Illuminati, the Luciferians. You understand that? We'll be right back.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Okay, let's get back into your calls. And Time Magazine talks about the prospect of civil war doesn't seem that far-fetched in the U.S. They are really hyping this. They've been gearing up to crush a civil war. That's their plan. So the question is, how do we take our country back without that happening? We peacefully take the legislatures, the towns, the counties back. We take the Congress back. We have criminal investigations of the bankers. We expose them. And we continue to expose provocateurs and stage terror. That's one way to do it. That's the basic solution right there. Joel and PA, then Austin, Roger, Mortis, and others. Joel, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm a long-time listener and full-time InfoWarrior. It's been a few months since I last called in. I just got one comment and one question.
Go ahead.
I see a lot of people who are awake and trying to awaken others come down with battle fatigue in the info war. They get discouraged because they can't seem to get through to some people. They start to get pessimistic.
Move on. Don't waste your time with laughing zombies. Plant the seed, move on.
Yeah, they get this defeatist attitude like the globalists are invincible, but we got to stay optimistic and look at all the victories we're having. I mean, as we all know, there's a huge global awakening taking place everywhere, and people are starting to resist this oppression, and it's accelerating. The majority of Americans now know that the Federal Reserve is a private holding company for offshore banks. We had a major victory with the ClimateGate emails. You and Ron Paul are becoming more and more mainstream every day because you guys were telling the truth all these years, and now you're being proven right. So I think it's important for everyone to stay optimistic and to keep the winning attitude because we're going to win this in the end.
Well, I agree with you, Joel, and even more important, we need to explain to everybody who works for the system, look, you're going to be hurt in this as well. You're not immune from this. And it's we the people, 99% of us, against the tiny ruling class who is completely criminal and illegitimate. And we've got to come together and keep getting the word out. Now's the time to get the word out. What does Cass Sunstein at the White House say in public memos? That they send out fake conspiracy theorists on the web to get us infighting with each other. Because as long as we're fighting with each other and debating mindless garbage, we're not going to move forward in waking new people up. The system is scared, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said 4 months ago, and I appreciate your call. He said this is the first time in human history ever that the entire of humanity, and that means generally, you know, the entire of humanity, is awake and staring at the elite and is politically aware. Okay, people know it's the private banks run the planet. Not puppet Obama, not puppet Bush, and that ain't going to work anymore. They know Nicolas Sarkozy's a pimp. They know that all these leaders are just front men. They're pimps. Okay? And they're pimping us out. And people know that now. And that's a big problem with the globalists. We see them now. Their denial doesn't work anymore. Let's talk to Austin in Ohio. Austin, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Great to talk to you. I have what I would call an info nuke to drop on you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the story about what happened in the Gulf is not over. That's what I would say. So,
we've been posting videos of just thousands of dead fish, core exit everywhere. But Obama says core exit isn't bad for you.
Anybody that eats Gulf seafood might end up dead. And it's all on BP's. Anyway, I hope that this will be like the new search term for the day and millions of people will see the truth about what happened there. So I want to point everyone's attention to marinelog.com and an article that they posted on September 2nd, 2009. So 7 months before the horrible thing on 4/20/2010. The headline is, again, this is Marine Log Docs and News Mix or something. Okay, I'm just going to read it. September 2nd, 2009, Transocean submersible sets drilling depth record. That's the headline. Then underneath it, it says, Transocean Limited today announced that its ultra-deep water submersible rig, Deepwater Horizon, we've all heard of that, recently drilled the deepest oil and gas well ever while working for BP and its co-owners on the Tiber well in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico. This is the one that we all have heard about that we saw gushing.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, and from there it says, the Transocean crews on the Deepwater Horizon drilled the well to 35,050 feet vertical depth and 35,055 feet measured depth, or more than 6 miles.
Okay, so what's the big news? I mean, I knew about that.
Okay, well, the thing is, I could not explain how somebody got so-called fossil fuels from 6 miles below the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, that just didn't make sense. I mean, when was there...
Yeah, it's abiotic. stay there, briefly finish up with your bombshell info. I want to see where this is going, Austin, and then we're going to talk to a lot of other callers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to try to race through your calls. We've got a guest coming up for 2 hours in studio. And I'm going on RT right at the end of the show. Never ends. Yes, Austin, there's a lot of evidence, and many more scientists and petroleum geologists are saying that most oil is not produced by dead plant and animal matter, or the oil, the essence of dead dinos, but that is being produced down on the earth. And they've seen this all over the world with even 100-year-old oil wells filling back up, sometimes with more oil than they originally had. And so, yes, if you drill down 6 miles, the question is, why are they hitting some of the biggest gushers ever? I mean, did the dinosaur blood drip down 6 miles? But go ahead and finish your point.
Okay. Well, the point is, so I go and I look to see, I mean, 6 miles underneath the Gulf of Mexico.
6 miles.
So this is continental crust. This is not, you know, this is not normal crust. Like if you go underneath the high mountain or something.
Yeah, this is not alluvial crust. We're getting now, you know, down to close to the mantle. Go ahead. So what's your big, incredible bombshell info?
That's exactly the point, Alex. The reason it just kept gushing and gushing is because the mantle is liquid, and they drilled down 6 feet. If you look up the continental crust, meaning, you know, under ocean, they say that the average continental crust depth is 3 to 6 miles. So what they did is they just drilled all the way down. I mean, this was criminal, right? They drilled all the way down into the liquid mantle, which, because the Earth spins, it goes through centrifugal force, and therefore that's why the liquid stuff was just gushing and gushing and gushing.
Well,
and they could
to be specific, they think they believe the core may spin, but not the mantle. But though there is a lot of molten stuff going on in the mantle.
I mean, the Earth spins every day. We see it. I mean, you know, that's why the sun rises and falls, is because the Earth spins. And it doesn't make a difference to us, but when you're a liquid in the center and around it, there is a crust.
So what is the huge breaking news?
Well, that's it. The reason that it gushed for months was because it was just, they drilled into the mantle and then took all the oil that was coming out of it, or whatever you want to call the stuff that is the mantle, they were taking it for about 7 months, and then they destroyed their own well to create a huge catastrophe that would kill millions of people.
Well, to be specific, they were working on completing the well. Just because they drilled down didn't mean it was completed. They have to case it and, you know, go through a bunch of different activities, and they were having a lot of trouble doing it 4 months. But that is important, and we have actually covered that, Austin. I appreciate your call. That's the issue of science going crazy. You know, they're telling you, we need to tax you because your carbon dioxide that plants respirate from is deadly poison. But then they're not worried about genetic engineering or antimatter weapons or the CERN superconducting super collider. They're not worried about, you know, all these other super weapons they're developing, and they've just got thousands of giant research, government, private, and university facilities doing pure research just to see what's going to happen, and they admit in their own permutations, with the case with CERN, that it could create a strangelet or a black hole. A whole bunch of different permutations and equations show it could cause something that could destroy the planet or even blow the whole solar system to kingdom come or suck it into a black hole. You want to see a movie example of it, it'd be like the last Star Trek, you know, where the bad guys go and, you know, drop a bit of this antimatter into the core of the planet and it sucks into a black hole. That's basically what a strangelet would do. Here is Reuters today. CERN scientist eye parallel universe breakthrough, and they're looking for this magic particle. And so they're accelerating now. Not just uranium into blocks of lead, they're accelerating uranium, plutonium, and other things at each other at light speed, running them into each other. They're not running particles they spin up into a block of lead or whatever they're testing to find out about the nature of the universe. They're taking particles themselves and accelerating them at each other. Now, what makes an atomic explosion or a hydrogen explosion? They're taking those atoms and jamming them together and causing a chain reaction. And I read what these physicists at CERN say. They say, yeah, there's a small chance we'll destroy the Earth. I mean, it goes back to the Manhattan Project. When they first tested the A-bomb, the majority of the scientists wrongly thought it was going to ignite the atmosphere and burn the atmosphere of the planet up. But they went ahead with it. So the more of these experiments they do in the thousands of years now in all these different facilities, the more chances there are. And if they created what they call a strangelet, it would create a particle that would sink to the center of the Earth, and it would take years before it reached critical mass. And the way they describe it is you'd have earthquakes for about 2 minutes by the time you figured out it was happening. And by the time it expanded to the next level, the whole planet would just be sucked into a – you can pull up all the different types of things it can do. I'm just giving overgeneralizations here. Physicists probing the origins of the cosmos hope that next year they will be turn up the first proofs of existence of concepts long dear to science fiction writers, such as hidden worlds and extra dimensions, which the mathematics show are there. I mean, what's going to happen? A gate's going to open up in Hellraiser? Or an army of who knows what? I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Or just another dimension opens up and swallows up our planet? That's what a lot of physicists think black holes are. And as their Large Hadron Collider, LHC, at CERN near Geneva, moves into high gear, they are taking increasingly of the new physics. On the horizon that could totally change current views of the universe and how it works. Parallel universes, unknown forms of matter, extra dimensions. These are not the stuff of cheap science fiction, but the very concrete physics theories that scientists are trying to confirm with the LHC and other experiments. Now remember, the theory of atomic theorem, the atomic theory, the theory of atomic science was crystallized in 1900, 110 years ago, by physicist Max Planck. And the equations he drew on chalkboards, he predicted atomic weapons. Now, these guys with supercomputers and all this system, all these powerful systems, they are predicting and showing with their algorithms that they are going to open dimensional gates, the equivalent of Stargate. This is not science fiction, okay? Now, these people will end up destroying us if we don't get control of the situation. And the globalists are always saying, oh, we want world government to stop a nuclear war, to stop problems. Meanwhile, they hand out the weapons to everybody. Oh, we need a global government to stop bioweapons being developed that'll kill everybody. They built 36 level 4 bioweapons labs all over the U.S. in areas with level 2 containment in the middle of major cities. It's as if they want to destroy life. It's as if they're looking for a way to nihilistically annihilate our planet. And then you read the writings of some of the top futurists and transhumanists, that's all they talk about. They go, we're going to go on willing and go on building and go on exploring until we're gods, or we're going to die trying. Life extension, super high-tech physics, all of this. It's all that's why they're on power trips, acting like we don't count. Oh, let's go ahead and take everybody's pension funds. Let's go ahead and take 6 million dead and dying veterans' death benefits. Let's go ahead and just, flu shots are hurting people. They admit they are, but that's just the way. Used to, 20 years ago, they told troops don't use DU. Now they say, here it is, it's great for you. It's like they know something we don't know. They don't care. It's like somebody running around in a fireworks factory with giant piles of white and black gunpowder everywhere, with huge torches with embers falling, and they're just like laughing like a combination of Daffy Duck and Woody Woodpecker going, just insanely running around in the fireworks factory with these burning torches, embers falling right by the dynamite. And these people are completely insane, but they're crazy like a fox. And in their mad competition for technocratic godhood, let's say they discover many of these things that are seen by many as godlike powers. Somebody 10,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, you showed them a hydrogen bomb going off at Bikini or out at Trinity, you better believe they'd think that was God. A cell phone is magic compared to people 100 years ago. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet, not to mention the stuff they've already discovered and they're keeping from us. We know they keep most of it from us. So they're running around on wild power trips. The Vatican and the UN have appointed ambassadors for the alien landings they say are coming. I'm not the one covering this. They're the ones doing it. I'm not the weirdo talking about this. I'm reading you Reuters. 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 And this is the stuff that keeps me up at night. I want to go on living. I like human society. I want my children to have great-great-grandchildren. I want to go to the stars. But we've got a bunch of crazy inbred nutcases on power trips running everything. This caller is called Aerosol Spraying in Illinois. That's an inventive name. Go ahead, Aerosol. You're on the air.
Quickly, before I get to that, people, intouch.org, 20-week prayer to get back our country for repentance. Talks about great chapters in the Bible books talking about the war against Jesus, terrorism, the financial crisis, increasing taxation. Charlie Stanley, great preacher of the Lord. People look that up. I'm here in Macomb, and I'm sick and tired of seeing this aerosol, indirect and semi-direct aerosol campaign going on. And if you look that up in Google, you'll find tremendous documents.
Hundreds of thousands of universities, Department of Energy, foreign governments, a giant weather modification program going on.
If you're in Illinois and you want to talk to someone about this, Greg McFarquhar, from the University of Illinois. He's a huge, it's funded by the Department of Energy. This is disgusting. One of the CFR documents has a Boeing plane showing, you know, exactly examples. They're mentioning it's not.
No. The old timers 15 years ago did the test and said they're spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and sulfur. And now the government comes out and says, we've been testing it, but now we want to go operational and block out the sun for your safety. Barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and sulfur particles, exactly what the test showed. We just magically, 15 years ago, with so many great activists and researchers, said exactly what it was, and then magically it is that.
One last thing, Alex, you're going on RT today. Can you plug the birth certificate march in Washington, D.C.? People Google Obama crimes. It'll take you to Phil J. Byrd's website. Let's get that number one.
We're trying as hard as we can. We had him on yesterday. I appreciate your call. You know, national media, international media doesn't tell me what to say. But they call up and they say, we're having you on about the fact that you say corporate governance is the new world order. And so then if I start going on any shows and talk about something completely separate to what I've agreed to come on about, then they're not going to have me back on, because it's kind of like if I had a guest on about superconducting super colliders. And they came on and talked about Philberg's March. I mean, we plugged Philberg's March. We did it. I don't know if I could interject that in there. But I mean, I've been on RT many times exposing Obama as Barry Sotero. But I appreciate your call. Roger in New Hampshire. Roger, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I know you covered, like, the pension stuff. And this is a similar situation. You know, I got laid off recently. And, you know, I tried to be responsible and put some money away in an FSA. You know what that is, right? It's like a savings account. Well, they're telling me that I can't touch the money because I'm no longer an employee, but I had no reason.
Yeah, I can tell you're upset. This is happening everywhere. They lay you off, and then for 5-10 years, how long did you work there?
I worked with this company for about 7 years.
Okay, so you worked there 7 years. They tell you it's your money, and then when it comes time for you to get it out, they say you don't work here anymore. You can't have it. Just like the troops that paid for death insurance, death benefits, and they made a secret deal 11 years ago with Prudential and others to never give them their money. And so you need to get a lawyer. You need to get a lawyer who's an expert in this, and you need to go in there. And a lot of times they bluff you, but that's your money, and you should be able to get your money out. So what are these people telling you?
They're saying that if I'd been to the doctor earlier before my layoff date, I could file a claim against that. But I had no reason to think that I would be laid off. Well, this company was pretty busy.
But wait a minute. You're saying they took money out of your check for the pension, and many companies make you do this, and then they're not giving you your money.
It was for a Flex savings account. And granted, yes, I signed up for it, and I feel like a chump. But, you know, I signed up for it with the expectation that if I went to a doctor and whatever it was wasn't covered by the health insurance.
Well, here's another scam they're running. They will create, big companies create subsidiaries. They shut down the old company and say it's bankrupt. So, you don't get your benefits. That was a clause. But then the new company's operating in the same building, and they bring in, you know, new young people they can set up for the next scam. But I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. What's your specific question?
No, I just wanted to say that it's not just the pensions that they're stealing. You know, it's similar, but it's not just the pensions that these companies are stealing from.
So they told you this was a medical care account.
Right, it's a Flex savings account for things that aren't covered by this high price, stupid policy, you know?
And it was a savings account with your money, and they say, sorry, it's ours now.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I'm just angry. I just wanted to, I know it's partly my greed because I tried to, by putting it in an FSA, it's basically a tax shelter for the working poor. So it's partly my.
Yeah, but this
too,
is
but
theft. I mean, this is theft. You put it in a medical savings account, and that's just like an education savings account or anything else. And this, you know, that company probably already, you know, took that money as bonuses out the back door. Don't just listen to them tell you, "Oh, we're taking your house." You're like, "But I'm not behind in payments. You don't even have the deed." Shut up. You know, you need to learn how to counter them. I've got a sneaking suspicion that this is all basically a bluff. So continue to research that. Just don't believe them when they say, oh, you invested for 7 years and I'm afraid that money's ours now. It can only be used for medical. And you're like, well, it is for my medical. Sorry, that money's ours. How much money was it with interest?
Well, it's only from year to year. So at January 1st, you have to start over again.
But it's they only got to suck a few thousand out of you.
Well, actually, it's only a couple hundred, but that could have been like...
Oh, well, feel better than other people. Feel better than, you know, people in Enron, where all the money was taken out the back door, and they blew it out and gave the people nothing, and that's about to happen to most people. Or the people paying into Social Security for 50 years, and now they are told no COLA for the next 2 years, increase the cost of living. I mean, don't feel bad. You've barely been dinged, my friend. I appreciate your call. I mean, certainly you've been robbed a bit, but that's... That's nothing compared to the Frenchies and, you know, others being told, oh, we got 80% taxes. Oh, you've been paying into that pension fund your whole life, you know. Most of your paycheck. Guess what? We're going to cut that money massively. It's all going to the private central banks as interest. Oh, you don't like it? You're going to protest? And they whistle and bring over some young thugs. Break a few things for the news cameras so we can sick the police on this old man. The old man's like, but I'm just here protesting. We're going to break your skull, old man. We work for the bankers. We murdered 1 million Iraqis. We're ruthless killers. We put poisons in vaccines. What do you expect from us? We're taking your money. Stick them up, old man.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
See, when they talk about rioting all over the country that's already going on all over Europe, they're saying in Time magazine, because the militias, because the Tea Parties are bad, It's their fault. It's their fault you're losing your Social Security COLA. It's their fault the White House Commission and Congress are proposing raising the retirement age and taking part of your private pension funds. It's those of us that are angry at the banks for doing this. It's our fault. And Time Magazine and others say, thank goodness the Army is standing by to protect us from all of this. Oh, the Army just came up with a plan to suppress civil unrest. They just did it this week. They haven't been secretly training for decades for this, setting all this up. This is the world government takeover taking place right now. And it's all covered in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's all covered in Fall of the Republic. People are ready to see this information. And not only do the books and videos and materials wake others up, it also supports our operation. And we couldn't have done any of this without you. So I want to thank everybody that does visit the online video bookstore with all the T-shirts and the wristbands and all the material we've got to spread the word, the citizen rule books, all of your purchases of the books, the tapes, the videos. It makes this radio show possible, and we're going to be shipping very, very soon. It's about to be released. What in the world are they spring? Dealing with the chemtrails, enemy of the state, dealing with their martial law, smokescreen plans, how they plan to implement it, some of the different scenarios there, and how this whole Homeland Security system is for you, the American people. It's the same thing in Europe, same exact continuity of agenda. Those two new films about to come out this week, shipping them to you on DVD, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. We're going to ship them out in the order that they are received, 888-253-3139. And I sure would like to fill up that whole radio tower at InfowarsMoneyBomb.com. I sure would like to get up, you know, that 500,000. We've got around 420 now. We haven't added that new amount in, but the checks are all coming in. I want to thank everybody. You can just still go to InfowarsMoneyBomb.com and donate $5, $10, $20, whatever you can to help us expand and continue, because now more than ever, you see that everything we've talked about is coming true, and things are going to get really bad in this country, and we need to continue to operate and to be able to expand and at least finish the TV production studios and the films we're making in the face of this, because what we're doing is reaching hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. One YouTube channel we've got of about, I think about eight, has 70 million views in 2 years. One channel, 70 million views. This radio show, 2 million live listeners a day, conservatively. The websites, millions of visitors a day. Our information is breaking out and being covered by the Drudge Report. You know, the New York Times, the Washington Post. Drudge links to us, and we appreciate that. The others are attacking us, but that also sends new people to find what we're actually covering and talking about. We are fearlessly going into uncharted waters. There is no one in our league, no one even close but Ron Paul, when it comes to getting information out on the international level. I talk to business people and people in the military. They say they can be in Japan. They can be in Germany. They can be in the Czech Republic. They can be in Venezuela. They can be in Brazil. Everywhere, people know who Alex Jones is. And that isn't, oh, look, people know who I am. Oh, boy. No, that's scary. I actually don't like it physically, individually. But it is a signifier. It is a signet. It is an indicator. It is a huge flashing neon sign. You're on the right track. You're on the right track. You're having a big effect. It's a sonar ping that we are having a giant effect. People say, how do you do it every day? How do you do interviews in 3 hours, 4 hours on the radio, you know, 6 days a week on the air? How do you make films? How do you do it all? Self-built, self-funded by you, working with us, because I know it's real. I don't just say they're poisoning the water to sterilize us and give us cancer. I have their documents. I don't just say they're adding sterilants to vaccines. I have the Rockefeller Foundation. This is a nightmare. All I could do is stand up and fight this. I think I'm sane. A lot of other folks are nuts. How could you not fight this?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.